Welcome to The Business of How, the podcast series from ICS focused on delivering practical insights that manufacturers can use to improve their distribution strategies. The wait is over. In November 2013, President Obama signed into law H.R. 3204, the Drug Quality and Security Act. For the first time in history, we have uniform federal standards for tracking pharmaceuticals all the way through the supply chain. But what does this mean for pharmaceutical manufacturers, specifically those that use 3PL services as part of their distribution strategy? What do these manufacturers need to know and do to ensure compliance? And what role do 3PL service providers play in this? Leif Walling, VP of Operations for ICS, joins us today to share his thoughts. Welcome, Leif.
Thank you.
So let's start with the basics. What is DQSA and what does it do?
DQSA is the Drug Quality and Security Act, which, amongst other things, establishes a national system for tracing pharmaceutical products through the supply chain. Prior to DQSA, there were a myriad of different pedigree and track and trace regulations across various states. The law went into effect at the end of November of 2013 and provides a framework for a 10-year phased implementation, initiating with lot level traceability and then ultimately moving to unit level traceability of all pharmaceutical products through the supply chain from the manufacturer to the dispenser.
The act will be rolled out over the course of several years. So can we get a quick summary of what happens immediately and what happens in the next couple of years?
Absolutely. As of the signing of the DQSA, all existing state pedigree and track and trace legislation was preempted by the federal legislation. Beginning January 1st of 2015, DQSA requires manufacturers, wholesalers, and repackagers to provide transaction documentation in the form of a transaction history, transaction information, and transaction statement, otherwise referred to as TH, TI, and TS, with lot-level information in a paper or electronic format. A shipment cannot be received without proper TH, TI, or TS documentation. The regulation also requires industry stakeholders to have systems in place for the identification of suspect or illegitimate product. All TH, TI, and TS documentation and the disposition data for any illegitimate product is required to be maintained for no less than 6 years. In the early stages of DQSA, the FDA is also tasked with providing national standards for licensing of third-party logistics companies, or 3PLs, and wholesalers.
And what about longer term?
Towards the end of November of 2017, manufacturers will be required to apply a product identifier, which has both machine-readable and human-readable data and includes lot and expiration date, as well as the SNI, or commonly referred to as a serial number. The product identifier must be affixed or imprinted upon all prescription products, those that are not exempted by DQSA, and all homogeneous cases of such product. The SNI is composed of the National Drug Code, or NDC, combined with a unique alphanumeric number of up to 20 characters. Manufacturers are required to transmit all TH, TI, and TS transaction data in an electronic format by the end of November of 2017. During a suspect or illegitimate product investigation, all manufacturers must verify the product at the package level to include the SNI. Similar requirements propagate throughout the supply chain, with repackagers in 2018, wholesalers in 2019, and dispensers in 2020. Beginning in those respective years, the level of supply chain may not receive any non-exempt product unless it is already encoded with the product identifier. By the end of 2023, we culminate in an environment with secure, interoperable, electronic exchange of transaction information and transaction statement to include the package-level SNI information.
For manufacturers that are using 3PL services, what does this mean for them on a short-term and long-term basis?
Manufacturers should ensure that their third-party logistics providers are prepared for the January 1st, 2015 lot-level transaction requirements and can meet wholesaler communication requirements, in addition to having systems in place to support suspect or illegitimate products. By 2017, 3PLs should be prepared to handle product serial number data in the form of SNI and transmit TH, TI, and TS electronically on behalf of their manufacturer clients.
For manufacturers who are evaluating 3PL services for a new product or thinking about switching 3PLs, What considerations should they keep in mind?
Fundamentally, any 3PL under consideration should be appropriately licensed in accordance with federal and state regulations. Manufacturers should also gauge the degree of flexibility and capabilities a third-party logistics provider has to meet the manufacturer's needs. The 3PL should have the ability to adjust the delivery of services in a manner that meets the manufacturer's needs within the scope of the current good manufacturing practices and existing regulatory requirements. No two products are exactly alike, and each requires unique handling, sometimes such that a significantly different process is required that doesn't exist in the industry. ICS embraces such challenge from the distribution center, its associated systems, and its full complement of service offerings. More importantly, a 3PL should be able to track prescription products at the lot level and be able to transmit data electronically in an EDI or EPCIS format, especially when working with major wholesalers and distributors. 3PLs should also have the ability to provide web portals for accepting and providing THTI and TS information for those unable to support EDI or EPCIS.
What are risks that manufacturers need to keep in mind related to process or timing or partner selection? Are there any opportunities for manufacturers that will come out of this?
There are tight deadlines surrounding the release of guidance by the FDA and the associated milestones. This will require pre-planning and collaboration. Industry interest groups such as Healthcare Distribution Management Administration, or HDMA, and others may provide additional industry best practice guidance related to implementation. It is also important to ensure that your packaging lines and/or contract packagers are prepared to affix or imprint the product identifier to product by 2017. Your 3PLs, as I mentioned earlier, should be able to handle serialized product and transmit electronically to trading partners by this time. I urge manufacturers to plan their individual design, development, and implementation timelines well in advance of published requirements to assure adequate resource availability and to maintain the flexibility to adjust to forthcoming guidance as it's released.
Leif, thanks so much for your time today and sharing your insight.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
The Business of How is brought to you by ICS, the leading provider of third-party logistics solutions for the healthcare industry. For manufacturers whose products require special handling or a customized approach to distribution, ICS serves as an integral supply chain partner. Dozens of manufacturers rely on ICS as a trusted solution for everything from finished goods warehousing to order management, to secure distribution and reporting. To learn more about ICS, visit icsconnect.com.